Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Remember this song?
Entanglement with August. Entanglement with August. Entanglement. Entanglement. Entanglement with August.
This is when
Entanglement with August. Entanglement with August.
An entanglement. An entanglement.
Such a good
entanglement with August.
Oh, new beats on Hot 96.9. Number one for throwbacks. The best hip hop and R&B. That's Entanglement by Jada and Will, featuring August Alsina.
Well, no, Will wasn't in there.
Yeah, featuring. Yeah. Will. Unfortunately, featuring Will. He didn't even realize. So, apparently that's rubbing off because Willow was on the Red Table Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Willow Smith, yeah, their daughter. Is. Yeah, and she was talking about her relationship. And basically, she is saying that she is polyamorous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, to me, polyamorous sounds like somebody trying to be profound and say, you know what? I'm just dating multiple people and we all know about it. But like me, you know, like I feel like I was polyamorous until I got married. I didn't want to settle down.
No, I mean, let me not try and say that I completely understand what it is, but it's not just that, because you're saying that it was something that you were, but then you grew out of it. But this, I think, is part of who you are. You want more, you know, you have relationships with different people and it's consensual and everybody knows and is open about it.
She's 20. When I was 20, I was polyamorous. She'll grow out of it. Here's what she had to say about it.
Let's say you haven't always been the kind of person that wanted to have sex all the time,
mm-hmm.
but your partner is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be the person to say, you know, just because I don't have these needs, you can't have them either?
Right.
Yeah.
And
right.
So that's kind of one of the reasons why I actually was interested in poly, because I was introduced to it through kind of a non-sexual lens. In my friend group, I'm mm-hmm. the only polyamorous person, and I have the least sex. Out of all of my friends.
That actually confuses me more. Okay, so basically it's just having multiple
relationships. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's someone in a show that I'm watching.
But not hiding it, right? That's what it is.
Yes.
Like, yes, I'm polyamorous.
Yeah. You know, let me just say, that is not something I'm into. I do not want to be polyamorous.
No?
But I was thinking about, like, I wouldn't want to be someone's everything.
Why?
What? In the what? No, it's honestly, it's something that I've been thinking about lately, because just talking about like friends or whatever. Like, you know how it's just to people it's so romantic, like, oh, you're my everything, whatever. And yeah. I'm like, that just feels like too much pressure, too many expectations. I ain't trying to be your everything. Have other stuff going on too.
So you don't want to be polyamorous,
no,
but
I
you
do
don't
not.
Want to be someone's everything. What where in the box?
Honestly, I don't even want to be in one relationship.
I was going to say, I'm like, where, I don't even know where you want to be in that case. I don't think, but I think being everybody's everything, the way you're saying it is, oh man, if Melissa was just here right now. I think it's like,
because I think that's what she wants.
That's what she's looking for, someone to be her everything and her to be someone's everything.
Right.
Vis-a-vis, that's why she's still single, because that's so hard to find. That's not healthy. I think you want to be, once you're happy with yourself and everything and you feel like you got your stuff together and you're happy, and then you meet someone else who's kind of in that stage, and then you combine that, is more of a healthy relationship than being like, I just want somebody who needs me for everything and can't exist without me. Mm. And I want to be the same way.
That's too much.
That's like a drug dependency.
Mm-mm. You know, honestly, it feels more like it's one of those. And don't get me wrong, I love romance. Yes. You know, I watch Hallmark movies. I read romantic books. Like, I love romance. And to me, when you say something like, oh, you're my everything, that just seems like one of those romance things. It's like, yeah, I get it, but it's not, that's not real life.
Yeah. Well, that's just, that people like hearing that.
For me.
Yeah. And it you can be someone's everything, but not be their everything. I know that sounds very contradictory, but you could be somebody's everything, filling in the things that will make them whole. You know what I'm saying?
But I want to be whole on my own.
Pebbles, we get it. We get it. You don't want to be in a relationship.
No, I think everyone should want to be whole first.
Yeah. Man. Pebbles is standing on the side of the cliff throwing punches. Get away from me.
No,
Lonzo.
I'm not.
My God. But listen, everyone's thing is different. Leroy, what's your opinion on the polyamorous?
I can't do it. I'm not even going to waste your time. I am believe it or not, I am a one woman man.
I'm
a little bit selfish in that area. I don't want to be someone's everything, and I don't need someone to be my everything. But if that's at 100, I want to be somewhere around 70, 75% of their everything and vice versa.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. So I couldn't do it.
There's
no
sharing.
No sharing.
No mutual nothing.
Rationally, if you were a robot, you're like, that's great. I don't have to do as much work. But being a human being, then like you start getting a little competitive and you're like, well, why do you like that more than me? And
exactly.
Then you start working on that because you want to be, even though you're like, yeah, listen, I'm willing to be your second or third boyfriend. You still kind of want to be like the one that they rank at the top in case like somebody ever asked them,
right,
which one's your favorite?
You have a tough day, you come home, you want to talk to her, but she's in the other room getting dug out. Yeah. Like, I don't like what the world.
That's not how it happened.
Let me know when you're finished. Yes. I just want to talk about my day.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.